Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me in the studio this morning, and it's kind of a welcome back for one of my guests. Sherry Vaden is here, who spent some time at this very radio station just a few years ago.
22 years ago was the last time I was on air.
Right,
here,
you worked here for a while.
I did for 8 years.
8 years? Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's so nice for you to be here. Thank you for coming in. Also joining us this morning is Denise Gardenhire-Lovato. Good morning to you. Thank you for being here as well.
Sure.
And as we get back to our topic about the cemetery, you both have been part of this group who's very concerned about the conditions at the cemetery for now how long? How many years has it been?
So I was still living in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Denise actually 5 years ago next month started the group.
Okay.
Actually the Facebook group, because she had gone out and seen the conditions of the cemetery. And so
gotcha.
I went out to talk to them about my dad's headstone, and I could not believe the conditions. And I literally started the group on the way out of the parking lot.
On Facebook. There's a Facebook group, if folks aren't familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Memory Gardens Protesters group. And
right.
I don't even know how large it is now. I meant to check how many folks have been part of it. 2,100 people who are concerned with, like you both, mm-hmm. conditions at Memory Gardens. And so 5 years ago, Denise, you were saying you started this group on your way out of the cemetery.
I did.
Okay.
On the way out of the parking lot. And we went camping that weekend. And by that Monday, I think we had 500 members already.
Right.
So there are a lot of angry people.
Lots of angry people. Mm-hmm. And that includes the two of you. And I know. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of that anger comes from frustration, right? It's because just you haven't seen real progress in
right.
those 5 years.
Right.
Is what I would say.
I would agree. With so many people signing up for the Facebook group, we've mm-hmm. recognized, okay, so this isn't just us. You know, Denise and I have grandparents, our parents, our fathers are both buried out there, cousins, uncles. And, you know, at first you wonder, okay, is it just us? Are we the only ones who are upset about this? But when my uncle, the first person I remember being buried at Memory Gardens, that was in the 70s.
Right.
And then uncle, father in 96. And it was a beautiful property. And that was part of the reason that we chose that. Is, you know, that it was very park-like and beautiful. And my part of the had made it clear he didn't want my mom to ever have to worry about that kind of stuff. And now, as she's getting older, you know, and she can't stand to go out there. She went out last week, and now, and her parents, my grandparents' headstone has a crack down the marble. And we're not the only ones who have that. So.
Right. And, of course, it's hard to know what caused. There are
absolutely
some reports that maybe it's maintenance crews that are driving over the headstones, but it could be weather. It could be, who knows? Hard to say, right?
It is hard to say. And it just, you know, but you wonder because
that's
not just us.
Right.
You know, and so, and there are things that, you know, when you sign your contract that the families are responsible for, like a lot of the flower vases that you sign down in it and things like that we're responsible for. But we've found out too, like with setting the headstones for Uncle John and for Johnny and stuff. They tell us, you know, you can only buy it through them and that's not even the case.
Right.
Right.
That's not the case. In fact, I went next door to Family Craft Memorial and bought my dad's headstone. And at that time, they wouldn't allow Family Craft Memorial to set the headstone at Memory Gardens. I had to pay for them to drop it on the edge of the property and then pay Memory Gardens $225 to set it.
So, from what they said.
Right.
Gotcha. And I will say that I don't have any loved ones buried at Memory Gardens, but I know it's a very emotional issue for the families like yours, both of you, that do, and for a lot of other folks who are watching the conditions of the cemetery seemingly deteriorate. And folks, again, and other watchers and listeners of this program will remember we did have the general manager of Memory Gardens on this very program a couple months ago. And I think I was hopeful, optimistic that perhaps things were going to change and there was going to be a renewed effort to maybe fix things. It seemed like in the past some of the issues had been irrigation and, of course, water. And, of course, last year in our extreme drought, there was no water. And so that was maybe somewhat understandable of why conditions didn't get any better last year. But here we are this year, and it's still early in the season. I realize that. But it still seems like there hasn't been a lot happening this spring. And would you both agree with that?
I absolutely would. And I think even for 5 years of us dealing with these people, it's hard to believe things they say. But after watching Mr. Martinez on your show, I was very hopeful. And I know that a lot of the things that he had said would happen by April, and now we're to the end of May, haven't happened. And I know that a lot of, you know, locals who drive by there, they see, they just drive by and they see all that green. And
right.
It's so pretty. It's green. Why are you upset? But if you go down in the cemetery, there's so many dead patches. There's broken sprinkler systems. And that green is weeds and goat heads. And anybody who lives here knows that goat heads, April, a problem.
Once you get them, it's hard to get rid of them.
Exactly. And there's a rodent issue. You know, that was the first time Denise went out there. That was what brought everything up. But that under the headstone, there was gopher prairie dog holes that were causing them to fall
sink.
In.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's sinkage too. And a lot of those graves have been out there for years and years and years, and especially, you know, the sit and
right.
different years. Like I'm expecting that we'll see more sinkage because it's been so wet.
Sure.
So
because of the conditions. We're showing a picture right now, and I just want to, this is part of what you're talking about. It looks green from a distance, but then there are patches where it's brown because growing, and a lot of that green, as someone has mentioned on Facebook, that those are goat heads. Those aren't, it's not lawn or grass.
Exactly. And I think this picture is probably a couple of years old.
Someone has,
and that was one of our other arguments with them saying, well, it's the drought. What do you want us to do? I can't remember, Denise. Do you remember the exact when they purchased the cemetery?
That's another part of the story too, is that there's new ownership of the right. cemetery within the last couple of years, correct? Or last 5 years?
They had purchased it before we started the group. Six or seven.
Okay.
But then that is when the conditions really started to deteriorate.
I see.
And there was a time when some people didn't have their Facebooks on lockdown, and so management and owners and their family, we could see things that they were saying about us as a group and what do we want, and it was not nice. And I'm sure that they come to our group and you're going to find that there are things that are said that are not nice.
Right.
But like you said, it's a very emotional thing. And when we as families purchased these plots, or our family member did, so we wouldn't have to worry about it, it is an endowed care cemetery, and there should be a fund that prevents this from happening.
Well, and that's part of the state law, right? And you've done a lot of research. I think you both have become kind of minor experts on cemetery law in New Mexico.
More than I want to be.
For these past 5 years of trying to get this resolved and at least improved. And you're right. It is an endowed care cemetery. There is a fund that should be administered by the state. But you've told me before we came on the air, it's hard to find out
who exactly is in charge of that fund or monitors it to make sure that there's enough money to care for the cemetery. I believe Mr. Martinez said when he was here that the rules are that that cemetery has to be funded 20 years beyond the last burial at the cemetery. Right. There has to be enough money to care for it 20 years into the future, whenever that last burial takes place, which we know hasn't happened
right.
yet.
Right, and he did say 20 years. We've heard longer than that. We've heard okay. 99. Like 99 years.
Interesting.
Is that it has to be. And, okay. and so, but trying to find out, where is that fund? How much is in it? And what are the actual, find out laws surrounding what that's supposed to be used for.
Right.
You know, I know that they are on an irrigation system, but I don't know what the laws are pertaining to having that repaired or what it is. Somebody posted recently in the group who lives near the cemetery that when they're watering, none of the water is going on the cemetery, but it's flooding their house.
It's so, running off the property,
running
down
off
into
the property,
their property.
Yeah, and so
property.
That's on our Facebook group as well, that somebody had posted that.
Right,
so,
but they do. We know they have access to water from the ditch that runs by the cemetery. That's part
right.
of it. And city water, I think, as well.
Right, because the property is, and that has been part of our problem as well. The property is partially on county land and partially on city land. So we've tried reaching out to the city attorney, but they said that it's a county thing. So, and we have filed as a group and the individuals in the group that have filed complaints, numerous complaints with the state attorney general and with the state board that controls the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they've come to Farmington, correct? Or representatives have come to Farmington?
Yes.
Supposedly. And, well, they have and toured the cemetery. And what happens when that happens?
Well,
what do you hear about?
We asked on both occasions, we asked if we could be present when they walked the ground so we could point things out, and we weren't invited. I'm sure they walked around with Ernest, and Ernest probably told him, we're working on this, we're working on this. So in their response, they said that they're making an attempt, so they couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
So,
give the cemetery a chance to
right.
work on what they said they were working on, but I would assume on a future visit, they should
after
be able,
5 years,
they,
you would think.
They should be able to see that things haven't really changed all that much.
Right, so the first complaint we filed, and that was their answer, and basically that was the answer to the second one. And so Denise and I have talked about now filing the third complaint and saying, look, you know, this has been 5 years, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better. There aren't spots where I can go back to and say, okay, I looked at this spot, and now look, it's grass. I know people who buried their loved ones 3-4 years ago who still don't have any grass on, it's just a hard dirt patch over
right.
their loved one's grave.
What's sad is there are people who water, they haul water out there to water.
Do it themselves.
Right. Yeah, that's
right.
what I was going to say.
Right. And that is documented on your group as well
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. So we've seen some of that. The folks have taken it on themselves to try to do this, but of course it's difficult and shouldn't happen.
And we've right. asked too about like going out and doing like a claim.
Right. And that is documented on your group, some of that. The folks have taken it on themselves to try to do.
When I showed up, they were going to have us thrown in jail. So I just laughed. I've been around for a few years and I've never been arrested. And I said, if this is what it is, you know, so. We don't want to cause problems. We don't go out there and have our meetings when they're holding service. I just laughed. I've been around for a few years, and I've never been anywhere else to go. This is what there is in Farmington. The other local cemetery is anywhere else to go. This is what there is in Farmington. The other pool.
Right, sure.
And group, I notice a lot, you know, people, you'll see their obituary, and within a week, 2 weeks, a month, they're now a member of the group saying what's getting done. And especially the new people, I don't think they realize that for 5 years, we and are doing a lot. A lot of the things that we talk about, we don't talk about on the group because we don't want...
You don't want to show your hand, I suppose.
Exactly.
If
I mean,
litigation
it's not like
or
to be secretive about anything we're doing,
right.
But there are things, too,
we've
like
talked
trying
about,
to find an attorney.
You've talked about an attorney, and I do want to ask you about that. And so in the ensuing 5 years where things have happened, There's been talk about trying to maybe file a lawsuit or try to find an attorney, and that has been a challenge as well, as you both know. And so what's been happening with that? And you also have a GoFundMe account to pay for an attorney, because we know attorneys aren't cheap in many cases. And so a lot of folks have been very generous and donated money to this mm-hmm. account, and it still is intact, correct?
Right, absolutely.
With the intent to pay for this attorney. And so, Denise, what's the latest on attorney? You've contacted several attorneys, and what's been their response?
We've contacted several, and several of the members have contacted attorneys, and it's either a conflict of interest. The one we went to wouldn't even call us back. Did we ever get an answer from the one last one that we went? We didn't get an answer from him. So it's been very frustrating. And we started the GoFundMe so we will find an attorney and file a lawsuit. But we're having a hard time. And we've contacted a few in Albuquerque. I mean, if there's anybody that knows anyone who would take this case, we would love to hear from them, because that has been really frustrating.
Right. Now, with all due respect, I do want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, because some people may be watching this morning and listening to us this morning and saying, but if they're having a hard time affording to maintain the cemetery right now, and then they get sued, isn't that going to make things worse?
Well, I believe they should have the money to maintain the cemetery, because we right. have our endowed care fund. We
right.
paid into a perpetual care. And I think that a lot of people, I mean, you know, we cemetery who come into the group too, who are opposed to us and what we have to say, and they think that we're in it for money. This is not about money for me, Denise, and most of the people in the group. We don't care about money. I don't need a paycheck. I want to be able to go sit at my father's grave. I want my mom to not cry when she thinks about being laid to rest there.
Right. Sure.
So we so want you think to know where those funds are.
If you can sue them, it would send them a message that they need to right. really step it up and fix these problems. I
absolutely.
Guess that's
absolutely.
What I'm hearing.
And we've gone back and forth, too, about whether it would be a class action suit or a personal lawsuit. And some of the attorneys have said that, you know. And the GoFundMe that was started last year, it is still intact. Denise and I had a long conversation after Mr. Martinez was on your show about, okay, we're gonna hold off a little bit, the attorney see. And we're really hoping, you know, Denise even said, okay, April, you know, end of March, April, he said this is going to happen, and hopefully we're going to be able to return everybody's because it's going to be happening. But
that's what we want to do. That's what we want
right.
to happen.
And GoFundMe has that as part of their setup, right? That you could easily return everyone's funds
right.
if you didn't decide not to use
right.
it for its intended purpose, right?
Absolutely.
And so, but for right now, you are still kind of doing a wait and see. And mm-hmm.
Well, when we talked, we said, let's see how Memorial Day goes,
okay.
which is less than a week from now. So
yeah, less than 2 days, 3 days from now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 days, five days, but yeah. And so here we are. But this has been what we have been working on for 5 years. And with this group, and I know there are some members of your group that maybe do get a little more militant, a little more emotional, and they really want to see things happen yesterday. And mm-hmm. I completely understand that. I get it, but I still think maybe there have been some members that maybe you haven't been so proud of that of the things they've said or maybe done in regards to social media and things like that.
Sure, I mean, and that's with anything on social media, you know, and it is. It just comes down to. Everybody is very passionate about this, but we all really have the same purpose, and that is, you know, we want what they're contractually obligated to provide. And so we've had to block some people. We've had to
okay.
We've had some heated conversations, and you know, very recently we've had, you know, complaints filed against other people for saying certain things. I'm an advocate of free speech. I'm not going to, you know, if somebody says something, as long as they're not being harmful or hateful to another member, we're all entitled to our opinions.
Right.
So.
Or threatening or whatever.
Right.
Sure.
We're not going to stand for that. But,
right.
And that goes for Mr. Martinez and Jerry Gutman too. Now we do, and I'll be the first to admit, I've said some not nice things about them publicly. But I would just say, you know, do your research, find out who this owner is.
And that's Mr. Gutman, who you mentioned, right?
He's yes.
one of the owners, not just the owner.
If you Google him, it's pretty interesting. So, and it's interesting enough to make us really question, where are our funds?
And want to see those funds in the account where they're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Got it. My guest this morning, we are talking about Memory Gardens, a cemetery here in Farmington, where the conditions many, many families feel are not up to what it should be. And as Memorial Day approaches, there is newfound concern about the conditions at Memory Gardens. And Mr. Ernest Martinez, the general manager of the corporation that owns Memory Gardens, was a guest on this program several months ago and made some predictions. And we tried to get him on the record to say, what are your plans to improve the conditions at Memory Gardens? And so here we are today, where a lot of folks, I think a lot of folks who are watching us this morning, not much has been done. There's a comment that says it looks worse than ever. But I have to assume that this didn't happen overnight, and it may take a while. Anyone who has a lawn must know that it takes a while, if the lawn goes bad, to get it back to a decent condition. Is that an understatement or something you can understand?
I definitely understand that. I also understand that 5 years ago, it wasn't nearly this bad. So if they would have started at that point,
right.
It would look a lot better than it does now.
It just continually gets worse. And I understand that the partial irrigation and stuff, but it's not where we're located. I mean, if you look at the other cemetery in town, if you look at local golf courses, look at the college. I mean, the grounds are gorgeous. And when this group first started, I was still living in Las Vegas. So if you want to talk about a hot, dry summer, and I went to several different cemeteries and took photographs to share, and like that was 5 years ago.
Right,
so
sure.
I just feel like we have a lot of excuses, and it becomes every time that they say, okay, this is what we're working on, and the next season comes around and it hasn't happened, it becomes harder and harder to believe them. And so, you know, that's why we've filed the complaints with the state. We will continue to do that. We won't give up fighting. And I think that I'm only assuming that they feel, they're going to give up. And that's not the case. And that's not the case for most of the people in the group that I'm friends with. We're not going to give up, and we're not going to go away.
Right. Well, if they think that, they haven't met either one of you.
Exactly.
So I warned them about that. That's true. But I think, again, and as you mentioned, this has taken 5 years, and here we are, and things are not any noticeably improved. And we're all hopeful, I think, still, and maybe I have my rose-colored glasses on, but, you know, with plenty of water this year, this could be the year that they could make a significant difference and improvement in some of the conditions if the other things place. And Mr. Martinez, the general manager, said that they have hired, he said, the right people, the landscaping people that can do this and know how everything works and fix the irrigation system and getting the water in places. Now, there's a lot of members, I think, of your group that would say that's still not happening. There's still broken sprinklers. There's still pavement that's being watered and ground that isn't. So
posting new fresh pictures all the time. And absolutely, I know that it can be fixed. I don't want to believe that it's just out of spite at this point.
Isn't.
I have to have an open line of communication with them. But like you said, it's passionate. And probably some of my conversations with them have closed that line. And I'll take that on for myself. But I would, because I want to know what they're working on. I want to be shown that it's really happening and not just get lip service.
Right. And that's understandable. And I get that. And I think anyone watching would get that. And so we have a few minutes remaining this morning in our conversation. And so I want to ask both of you, if someone's watching this morning, maybe they're not a member of your group, or maybe they are, what can they do? Can they file their own complaint? Can they join your group or help with something? What would your advice be to someone who's watching that maybe has a loved one at Memory Gardens, or maybe they've bought a plot and that's where a family member is going to go eventually to Memory Gardens and they want to see conditions improved? What's your advice to them?
I would say absolutely anybody can join our group. And if if everybody that had a problem with their headstone, with their loved one's headstones, will file a work order. In the past, it really hasn't done a whole lot of good, but...
One of the things we always say is if you file a work order before you turn it into the office, make a copy.
Okay.
So...
Right. And a problem with the headstone would be what? From cracking to sinking to what?
Prairie dog holes up going under. No grass. There's several out there that
headstone would
have no grass at all. Anything that you have a problem with, you can
file
a work order.
With your actual site.
Right. With your plot that you...
Right. You can't file a work order for pull the weeds on the... But for your actual site or your loved one's site, you can file a work order with the office.
Got it.
And they should tend to those in a timely manner.
Right. And that's the idea. By making a copy, you can file it in May 22nd, and here we are.
Document.
June 22nd, and it looks the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And individuals can file with the state attorney general's office. Like I said, we document with the city attorney, but they said that they don't really have jurisdiction. And then we can post. I'm not exactly sure what the link is for the state board. Covers it, but we do have that information in the group, which is Memory Gardens Protesters Group on Facebook. If you search that, it'll bring you to the group. We do vet people who are coming in because we don't want the spammers and the hackers, but generally, you know, you can see that people are from Farmington, they have mutual friends with you and stuff, and then just find the group and we can get you the information to file an individual complaint. And we're gonna start working on our third complaint to say, okay, the first one, this was your answer. The second one, this was your answer. And now here are the conditions today.
Right. And again, I think it's a great resource, a great positive use of social media to get folks who are encountering these same problems and frustrations with the cemetery to be able to say that you're not alone. You're not the only one, as we mentioned at the start of this program today, to know that there are others in the same boat and that maybe something can get done. But I hope that the purpose of our show today was to explain to the viewers and the listeners and the community and members of your group, perhaps, of what's being done, why it's taking so very... know that there are, and that you're not just sitting back, I don't think either one of you, but you have made attempts to find attorneys to file these complaints, to get things happening, and it just, for whatever reason, has not yet taken hold yet.
Right, and I don't know what that is, and Denise and I have been more than open that we don't know what the answer is, but we're going to find it.
Right, and I know you're not going away.
No, we're not. Yeah. We're not going anywhere, and neither is our group.
Right.
So.
And so is there anything that the cemetery could do tomorrow, that good faith that they're trying, what would that look like? Because I know things are so bad and so run down, and it's been 5 years, and I know you both, because I know things are banging your head against the wall, and not much has changed. And so is there anything that they could do, even if it's not tomorrow, even if it's in the next month, that would show some good faith on their behalf?
I think to do the things that they said. I mean, I'm trying to think of exactly things that Mr. Martinez had said on getting new equipment or anything. And part of that would be opening a new line of communication with them to say, you know, okay, here this is. But for us to actually be able to see it, not just hear it. I will tell you that the very first meeting that Denise held out there, I was still living in Las Vegas. And Mr. Martinez went to that meeting. That was the only meeting he's attended that we've had. And Denise's husband asked him, would you bury your loved one here with the way it looks? And his answer was no. So I thought that was a pretty powerful statement from his part. And
but now he mentioned that to me when he was here. And the reason that he answered that way, according to him,
right,
is that he lives in Gallup. And so he wouldn't put his loved ones in a Farmington cemetery. Now, that was his answer to me.
After we all called him on it, that he did change his answer. So,
okay. But he does live in Gallup. That is true.
He does live in Gallup, absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
But, you know, I don't want it to continue to be threats from their side and threats from our side. I want us to work together for what our loved ones deserve and what they were promised. And it's not just it was pretty when we put them there. I mean, we signed contracts that promised us this. And whether it's 20 years or 99 years after the last burial, this should not be happening.
Right, because we're not there yet.
Exactly.
And that's part of this as well. Denise, anything you'd like to see? Any final thoughts for folks who are listening and watching this morning about what you and have gone through in the last 5 years and counting?
I after watching Ernest, I really thought, and Sherry and I talked, I said, maybe this is really going to happen. And there's still a part of me that's hoping, but the way it's gone the last 5 years, I'm not holding my breath. I'm hopeful. That's all we want. We just want it to be nice again.
Sure. And I think all of us do. Mm-hmm. And for the community too. And again, we've kind of talked about the reasons, and it seems like at every turn there's a little twist to the story that the city of Farmington can't maybe help as much as they would like to because part of the cemetery is located in the county. The county can't help as much as they want to because part of the cemetery is in the city. Okay. And that complicates things, even though you'd think
right,
it shouldn't.
Which is why we've reached out more to
the state.
State agencies, because
right,
it's all in the state.
Right.
So it just, I really do. I want it to be nice. And you know, everybody knows it's not inexpensive to bury someone. Once you add headstones and charges for opening a grave, and it just, it's an investment. I mean, it's not an investment any of us enjoy or have to make, but if you had a contract with someone for anything else and this was how they were being treated, I think it'd be a lot easier to find, you know, legal support. And we just continue to ask, you know, people who are in the group, people who aren't in the group, if you have any suggestions on an attorney or who we can reach out to in the state to find help. So
sure. And they can reach you through the Facebook group.
Absolutely.
It's probably the best way to do that. So great. Thank you both for coming in this morning and talking about this. Again, I know it's a very emotional issue. I know, and the two of you have done a lot of work behind the scenes. I don't know if everyone realizes just how much over the last 5 years you and your families have done on behalf of this issue. And so we hope that you never stop giving up because we know what you want to see accomplished. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.